The achievements of the artists on view in this exhibition are magnified when one considers the complex and time-consuming process that is Japanese woodblock printing. To understand the complete process of creating a traditional woodblock print, I encourage you to watch the 17-minute video playing in this room. The owl print series you see along the right-hand wall of the room demonstrates two crucial parts of the woodblock print process, preparing the paper and applying color. All 16 prints in this series represent a singular step in these processes. Take a look at prints 1, 2, and 3. These prints show you the process of preparing the paper for printing. Now take a look at the next image, print number 4. This shows the application of the key block. The key block creates a black outline in the overall design of a print. This outline is later filled in with colors applied in additional, separately carved woodblocks. Now take a look at prints number 6 and number 7, included in the same frame. Can you spot the difference between these two prints? Their labels tell us that coloring around the eyes has been added. In order to apply this color, a different woodblock has been used. The final image, print number 16, shows the finished multicolored product. Most prints in this exhibition have been executed in the same painstaking manner. Taken together, the prints on view in this exhibition demonstrate how artists skillfully employed the woodblock print medium to foster patriotism among the masses during tumultuous times, as well as to create an idealized modern image of the Japanese nation for both domestic and international audiences. Woodblock prints were so successful because of their materials and production process. By reusing each woodblock and printing on paper, the print process could be repeated cheaply, thus producing numerous images accessible to a mass audience. Today, Japanese woodblock prints remain a crucial source for understanding the profound cultural transformations that occurred in Japan between the 1830s and the 1950s.